Hold the congrats for Al Pacino becoming a new dad. He did not want another child. This is kind of messy. He and that 29-year-old girlfriend are not in a relationship. In fact, he asked for a prenatal DNA test just to prove that it was his. Want to go to the theater this weekend? Here's what's new. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse and The Boogeyman, which is based on the 1973 Stephen King story. Fast X just came out last weekend, and now we're getting word of this. Dwayne Johnson returning as Hobbs in a new untitled Fast and Furious movie. It's going to set up Fast X Part 2. If you're looking to stay in this weekend, there's actually a lot to tune into. Tonight on Peacock, Shooting Stars. This is a movie about the life of LeBron James. And on Max, the streaming premiere of Magic Mike's Last Dance. Tomorrow, game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. The Panthers are going to take on the Vegas Golden Knights. And you've got exciting basketball to watch on Sunday. Game two of the NBA Finals. It's in Denver. Nuggets will host the Miami Heat. In music news, the debut album from Jelly Roll, Whitsitt Chapel. It features the duet with Lainey Wilson, Save Me. And Corey Kent releases his third album, titled Blacktop. And finally, I had to leave you with this. Artificial intelligence has created a version of Luke Bryan's Country Girl, done by Kanye West. Check it out. Touch me, girl, shake it for me. Girl, shake it for me. Girl, shake it for me. And that's your entertainment update. I'm Ryan Kelly.